Before we talk about rates, before we talk about savings, we have to start with the question every homeowner should ask first. How much is this going to cost me? And that's a fair question. Refinancing, it's not free. There are real costs involved, and the mistake most people make is either underestimating the cost or only looking at part of the cost. So in this calculator, we're not just looking at the lender fees, we're going to look at the total cost. Fees like your lender cost, title fees, appraisal fees, maybe some points that you might have paid to buy down that rate. Because what matters isn't what the lender advertises. What matters is what my break-even point is. Now, here's the key mindset shift. The question is not, does refinancing cost me money? The question is, does it cost more than it saves? That's why cost is step number one. Step number two, your monthly savings. Once we know the total cost, the next step everyone wants to see is whether there's a savings. So now this is the emotional part. I know you guys want to see how low that rate's going to be, you know, how low those payments might be, or how much cash you're getting back in your pocket. And those are important as well. But the monthly savings absolutely matters. But by themselves, they don't tell you whether refinancing is a good decision or not. Let's say you can save $300 a month. That might sound great until you realize how much it took you to get there. So in this step, we're simply going to answer one question. How much does my payment go down if I refinance? No hype, no opinions, just the math. This number feeds directly into the next and most important step. What's your break-even point? This is where the smart decisions truly happen. The break-even point answers one simple question. How long does it take for my monthly savings to recover the cost of my refinancing? That's it. If your refinancing costs you $6,000 and you save $250 a month, your break-even point is 24 months. After that point, you're no longer catching up, you're actually ahead. And this is where waiting versus refinancing becomes clear. If you plan to stay in your home longer than the break-even point, refinancing might make sense. If you don't, waiting might actually be your better financial decision. This is why refinancing isn't about guessing where the rates go next. It's about understanding your numbers, knowing your break-even point, and making a decision that fits your life. And that's how you stay in control of your money. So now hopefully you understand that it's not just these things that makes refinancing make sense. So what I need you to do is go grab your mortgage statement. Let's get over and see how much this might cost you to refinance. And then we're going to go to a calculator to see how much savings you would be. And then we're going to look at your break-even point, see if it might make sense for you to do this or not. So let's get over to the calculator. These calculators will be down below for your use. So without further ado, folks, let's get to it. So this client right through here, they have a $400,000 loan. The quote that they received was this. They were wanting to save $300, so they got a quote back. It said, well, we could get that for you if you're willing to pay 0.75 in points, $1,195 in lender fees. You're going to have title fees, appraisal fee, credit report fee, and recording fees of the recording of the mortgage at the county. So here's what those numbers would equate out to for a $400,000 loan. So you're looking at $6,500. Your recovery time would be, less than 2 years, but would I be a proponent of spending $6,400 to save $300? Let's look at the math to see if this makes sense. So let's get over to here. Here's what I want you to do. Plug in your information here and see how much of a savings you would have. And also what this is going to tell you is if you waited maybe another 6 or 12 months for lower rates, does it actually make sense? So this client filled in their information and here's what they have. They have a $400,000 mortgage. The current rate is 7.75. They have a 30-year term, which is 360 months. And if they're looking to refinance, well, they got a quote for $6,495. The current rate today is 6.2. They're looking for a 30-year term, which is 360 months. But they're also saying, well, if I wait 12 more months and could get a rate at 5.75, would it make sense? Well, let's hit the calculate cost of waiting tab right through here. Well, here, let's go down through and see what this thing has to say for us. Well, this one is telling us, well, if you refinance right now, you'd save $376 a month today. The startings could save start today, well, after your break-even point. But if you waited a year for that lower rate, it actually cost you $35,000 extra because of paying that high interest rates for that long. So let me go over and show you some things that we do. So I have a slogan here, and that slogan is one application, one credit pool. I'm going to compare your loan to over 30 different lenders. Now, here's what normally happens. What normally happens is we can get you a lower rate, maybe lower fees, and even in most cases, eliminate that underwriting fee. So let's look at the numbers on what it would look like if you used us in some of these these equations. Now, I'm not saying this is the exact numbers, but this is what we do for most of our clients. So if we went in here and said, okay, we didn't want to pay points, so we brought that down to zero. And also lender fees. We don't really want to pay lender fees if we don't have to, so we're going to get rid of those. So when we quote you back, in most cases, we're going to have no points and actually no lender fees because we want to bring your break-even point right down through here as low as we can. So if we got rid of those fees for you, like we do in most cases, your break-even point could be less than 1 year, a far cry from almost 2 years. So in this case, this person's only paying $2,300 in cost. So in this case, they have a break-even point of less than 1 year. I'd be giving them a double thumbs up. So if you're out there looking to refinance and just want to figure out if this makes sense, what is your new payment, what's your savings, and what your break-even point would be, please put in your information into the RateWatch 2.1 tool up through there. Give us a call or shoot us an email to let us know, can we really save you money if you're a homeowner today, and how much cost does it actually cost me? You might be surprised. Thanks for watching. Hope you use your calculators down there. And if you need some help with it, please make sure to reach out to us or even schedule a consultation. We'd love to help. And I hope to hear from you soon. Take care and have a great day. Bye-bye.